As we've heard, the Stormont Assembly is holding a special meeting this lunchtime to discuss the ongoing violence in Belfast. Meanwhile, the PSNI have arrested another five men. Those arrests came after objects were thrown at officers in the east of the city. There were also reports of bins being set on fire and damage to cars and homes. The violence, much of it targeted at immigrants, has continued since the weekend, with the chief constable calling those involved thugs and criminals listening to misinformation. At a news conference this morning, the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, said the riots had created a deep fear in parts of the community.
We are unequivocally collective in our determination to say no to racism and to stand firmly united in terms of what we see unfolding in front of us. There is no place in our society for racism in any of its forms. And the racist attacks on people, on businesses and homes are absolutely wrong. They are and have created such a deep fear, a fear that I think perhaps none of us have ever seen before right out there among many parts of our community.
Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly, said some workers were reassessing their situation.
It is deeply disturbing to hear that some of the healthcare staff who have come here to Northern Ireland are considering leaving due to fears for their safety. And on a visit to Causeway Hospital, I met with overseas staff to reassure them and to show solidarity to them and recognising the importance of those staff to all of us here. Our health service relies on many of those highly trained and skilled workers who come here and make a huge contribution.
Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, has been following developments. Vincent, will you bring us through what's been happening over the past few hours?
Well, Rachel, as you said, a special meeting of the Northern Ireland Assembly convened on the back of a motion from the Alliance Party following fairly serious disorder in Belfast over the weekend when a number of businesses owned by members of ethnic minority communities were targeted. So the Assembly has come today to discuss a motion condemning the violence and expressing support for those who have suffered as a result of that violence. Before that meeting took place, Rachel, the Stormont Executive met the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher for a briefing on the police response to date and what is planned in the days and perhaps the weeks ahead. As you heard afterwards, there was very much a message, a unified message, sending a message of sympathy and support to those ethnic minority communities, and also an appeal to wider society in Northern Ireland to also show support. And some members of those ethnic minority groups are here at Stormont today in the public gallery listening to what the politicians are saying, because one of the criticisms over recent days has been the politicians perhaps haven't been out front and centre as much as some people would like to have seen them. So I think that this today is a huge bit of a PR exercise as well by the Assembly to send a very firm message that yes, we are standing with you, and as the politicians have said several times today, we hear what you're saying.
As you've been saying there, Vincent, we've had this joint statement from members of the executive, but what can they do to tackle the threats against immigrants?
Well, I suppose in practical terms, what they can do is show support and give support to the police. And they've been very clear in doing that today. The Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly, warned of a very robust police response. The executive made it clear that they are in negotiations with the British Treasury to try to free up additional funding, because funding for the police is a devolved matter. Now, we know that police forces across the UK will be given additional resources. PSNI Constable John Boucher has made it very clear, as has the Justice Minister Naomi Long in recent months, that the police are very severely under-resourced. They reckon they need a minimum of 7,200 officers to function properly. They currently have fewer than 6,500. So there is a shortfall, and the executive have made it clear they will be batting on behalf of the PSNI now, trying to get additional funding to boost those numbers in the long term. In the short term, we know the PSNI have asked for additional support on a scheme called Mutual Aid. They have asked Police Scotland if they can possibly free up four specially trained public order units that will consist of around 120 officers. Now, worth pointing out, Rachel, that those officers, if they come, they aren't due to arrive in Northern Ireland until at least Tuesday. of next week. So that perhaps suggests that there are concerns that, this violence could rumble on for some time to come.
Vincent, many thanks. Well, we can also talk now to Liam Kelly, who's the chair of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Can you give us a sense of what your members have been dealing with over the past few days?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity for coming on. I mean, our officers have faced terrible violence, not only directed at the communities, but also at the officers themselves. And we have seen some of our officers being hospitalised as a result of what has happened. So our officers are working long hours with limited resources to try and keep people safe. And I do welcome the Chief Constable and the PSNI asking for assistance to come from Scotland in the form of a mutual aid response.
As we've heard, though, it seems that those officers, that they won't be available until Tuesday of next week. Does that concern you?
Well, no. The fact is that they're coming, and that's the respite, I think, that we can need. So in the short term here, we have enough resource to deal with what we're being confronted with on a day-to-day basis. But that's not sustainable in the long term, particularly if we're starting to see more officers being injured. And then we also have the threat of officers being burnt out through fatigue as a result of having to work long hours over protracted periods of time. So, again, I think that gives us the opportunity that we will have that respite, we'll have that resilience by next week.
I know you've been keen to highlight the fact that there are fewer public order officers available now, but I suppose given how much calmer the streets have been in recent years, was it not reasonable to expect that fewer such officers would be needed?
Well, you have to look at that. That's not their full-time function. The public order aspect is a bolt-on to the specialism. That those actual teams are specialist search teams, and they are very busy, I have to say. So the reality is that the public order aspect is an additionality that they do. So it's not that PSNI has, for want of a better term, a standing army of officers who are dedicated solely for public order. Those officers do significantly different duties on a more regular basis. But when times like times we've seen since Saturday occur, they are pulled together and then they are dedicated to that until the matter becomes under control.
In your assessment then, how many extra officers are needed?
Well, as things stand at the moment, PSNI have a headcount on paper of 6,430. That's the smallest the PSNI has been since its existence in 2001. When Lord Patton did his review of policing in 1999, his recommendation was that PSNI would require, in a peacetime environment, some 7,500 officers with 2,500 supporting from a part-time capacity. That hasn't happened. Our population has grown by some 300,000 since 1999. So, but my assessment and the assessment that the Chief Constable did through an independent company called Leapwise did a review anticipated that PSNI would require between 8,000 and 8,500 officers. So at best, we're 1,000 short, and at worst, it could be up to 2,000 short from what we actually need.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for taking our call this afternoon. That was Liam Kelly. He's chair of the Police Federation.